לכבוד חג הפסח, we'll begin in ספר חזון עובדיה, דיני מגיד, in the middle of דיני הסדר, page mem zayin. So let's learn all the הלכות of מגיד, which means the הלכות of the מצווה of סיפור יציאת מצרים of the night of the סדר. So there are a few pages here on this matter. On the Inyan of Magid, it goes all the way till Samech, with some He'arot on the bottom. Aleph. Yagbiya ha-ke'ara she'yesh ba ha-matzot al kol ma she'aleha, hu v'chol ha-mesubim imo. Once we get to Magid, you understand that we already did Kadesh, we did Urchatz, לא בסוף הספר, אלא באמצע הספר. יש שלושה חלקים בתוך הספר. באמצע הספר. זהו, באמצע אתה תמצא ממזיין אחר. Once we get to Magid, that's after Karpas and Yachatz, we're about to say, הלחמה עניה. So the minhag of Klal Israel, which is actually mentioned in the Gemara, is to lehagbia, to lift up the ke'ara that has the matzot with everything in it. Some have the minhag just to pick it up like this, finished. V'yesh noagim lehagbia matza prusa levada. And some have the minhag only to pick up the matza prusa, the matza which is halved, the half of the matza, the middle one. ומתחילים הלחמניה. There's a very popular minhag, very well known by the Moroccans, and that is that they take the ke'ara and they magbia all the way, which means they do this mitzvah behidu. Before they start הלחמניה, the Baal HaBayit takes the entire ke'ara, he picks it up, and he starts going around the table, hovering over the heads of each one. And he says, Bivhilu yatsanu mimitzrayim. Yatsanu mimitzrayim Halach ma'anya Be'chorim. Siyamnu? Bivhilu yatsanu mimitzrayim. You take it and they take it and they go around the heads of each one. This one and that one and that one. And all along the Baal HaBayit is singing Bivilu, or this tune, or other tunes, and going around. Some say it is Zecher le'ananei kavod. It's to remember the clouds of glory that were hovering on the heads of Am Yisrael. Some say it's Kedesh Yishalu atinokot. It's in order that the tinokot, the children meaning, they see something that is bizarre, and they say, what's going on? Ma nishtana halayla hazeh? And we do all types of things throughout the night to arouse the attention, especially of the young ones, to inquire and to ask and to be curious. The night of Pesach is all about curiosity. It's all about asking, inquiring, because that's the way we learn. So that's a minhag that is included in these words, yagbia. I think that only the Moroccans do that. That's something that they're famous for. It's a nice minhag that they have the night of the Seder. But the halachic aspect of it is only the hagbah, is to pick it up and to show it to everyone, because you're about to say ha lachma anya, and that minhag that they go around, it leads into the tune of saying ha lachma anya. This is the bread of poverty. De'achalu avatana be'arad mitzrayim ad manishtana, until you read all the way up till manishtana. So doing all these minhagim definitely brings the attention, it catches the attention of those who have to ask. Ve'az yetzave lehasiram me'al ha-shulchan, ulehanicham besof ha-shulchan, ki'ilu kvar achalu, kedei she'iru ha-tinokot ve'ishalu. Another thing, not everyone is noheg to do this particular part, but it is a minhag of many, and it is mentioned in the halacha, that after you pick up the ke'ara, and you say halachma anya, and you reach the point of manishtana, you put the ke'ara at the end of the table, as if we finished eating. So you know that's going to catch the attention of what's going on. I thought we're going to eat. What's? Why are you doing this? Why are you put manishtana halayla hazeh? So that's another point. So the answer to that question is, because we're not allowed to eat anything until we finish the Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. It's a little bit of a tease, you know. I thought we're eating, and we have something to hear. There's a whole story after you. You want to eat? Very tasty food is waiting, but listen to the Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. The Yeshelo Nahagu, like I just told you, the Yeshelo Nahagu Lehasira Ke'ara. Some do not have the minhag to put it all the way at the end of the table. After you lift it up, you just put it down right in front of the Baal HaBayit. Rak lomar livne veto sheyasiru hakeara af al pi she'en mesirim ota bepoal. Some have a minhag that they say remove all the keara, the plate, the platter with the food, even though you're not actually going to do that, but it's a way of saying we're not eating yet until we do. Until we finish Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. Okay? So that's the first halakha, Yagbiya HaKe'ara, until you say Halach Ma'anya, and then you put it down, and you tell people that you're not going to eat, we're not going to eat until we hear the Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim, which, by the way, is one of the main highlights of the night of the Seder. Yes, we have the mitzvah of Achilat Matzah, Midoraita. Yes, we have the mitzvah of Achilat Maro, that already many say is only midrabanan bezman hazeh because it depends on the korban pesach. Okay, but it's also a mitzvah. Yes, we have the mitzvah of arba kosot. Yes, we have the mitzvah of halel. There are many mitzvot in Leil HaSeder. Why do I say that the mitzvah of Haggadah, v'higata levincha, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim, why do I say that's the highlight of the night? Because if you think about it, all the mitzvot that I just mentioned and the other ones as well, they are all a demonstration of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. In other words, the main idea, the theme of the night of the Seder is to tell over the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim. How do we tell it? In a way of show and tell. In a way of verbally speaking about it and also showing. Matzah zu she'anachnu ochlim. And not only showing, but eating it. The eating of the matzah is also a chelek from the mitzvah of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. Because by eating it, we are actually, in a way, to a small degree, experiencing the flavor of Yetziat Mitzrayim. And that goes for the maror, and that goes for the arba kosot. The whole idea of drinking the wine is zecher lacherut, and the mitzvah of haseba, the mitzvah of reclining. It's all to demonstrate that tonight we are like kings, we are free. That is a form, another point of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. So Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim, Magid, I remember my father every year in Leil HaSeder, before we start Magid, oh Rabotai, this is the most important part of the night. Because people think Shulchan Orech is the most important, or maybe Charoset, that's my favorite, or some other part is the best part of the night. The most important is Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim, because everything is included in that mitzvah. So the verbal Haggadah, the saying of the words, that begins with Magid. Okay. So the two main mitzvot of the night, which are deoraita, are Matzah and Magid. Very important. כמו שהוא הביא כאן, שרק את המצב ולא את כל הקערה. או ה, כן. נכון, נכון, יש כמה עניינים כאן. הלכה ב', אין להקדים אמירת ההגדה לפני צאת הכוכבים של ליל פסח, כדי שיהיה ודאי לילה. לכתחילה, we should not start the reading of the הגדה of ליל פסח before צאת הכוכבים. Which is at least 30 to 40 minutes after the Shkia. Earlier than that, one should not begin Magid. Even if, let's say, he began the Kiddush, b'di'avad, he had to start early. But at least the Magid, it should be that it's for sure Tzet HaKochavim. Why is that? Kemo she'amru, like it says in the Gemara, and we bring it down in the Haggadah. Talmud lomar ba'avur zeh. It says, ba'avur zeh asa Hashem li Vetzeti Mitzrayim, right? We read that every day in the parasha of Kadesh Li Kol Becho. Ba'avur ze asa Hashem li Vetzeti Mitzrayim. For this, Hashem performed for me all the miracles of Yitziat Mitzrayim. Ma ze ba'avur ze? What's for this? Lo amarti ela b'sha'a shematzau maror munachim lefanecha. Ba'avur ze, we're pointing to something. Whenever it says the word ze, that means you're pointing. We're pointing to what? We're pointing to the matzah umaror. So in other words, the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim, as I just told you before, is something that is very much interconnected with the mitzvah of matzah. When we do the sipur, we are pointing Ba'avur ze asa Hashem li, ba'avur matzah umaror munachim lefanecha. So now that means that the mitzvah of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim is talui in the mitzvah of Achilat Matzah. When is the mitzvah of Achilat Matzah? Not before Tzeta Kochavim, only after. V'uzman mitzvatam eno ela balayla, because we learn ve'achelu et habasar balayla hazeh tzeli eshu matzot al merorim yochelu. It says balayla hazeh, so it has to be after Tzeta Kochavim, k'mo shekatu batosefta, and this is brought down in the first Tosfot in the last perek of Masechet Pesachim, Daf Tzadik Tet Amud Bet, Dibur Hamatchil Ad Shetechshach. V'im kara ha-hagada beven hashmashot, af bedi'avad lo yatsa. Hear that? If you read before the Haggadah before Tzeta Kochavim by ben hashmashot means between Shkia and Tzeta Kochavim, even bedi'avad one is not yotze. Why? You cannot play around with the mitzvah of the Haggadah. It's mina Torah, like you mentioned. V'safek Torahita lechumra. Ben Hashmashot is a time of safek yom, safek laila. It's possible that you're reading the Haggadah on the 14th, not on the 15th. And the Torah tells us that we're supposed to say these words on the night of the 15th, not the 14th. V'yachzor v'yikra balayla kama k'tayim min Haggadah. Let's say a person made a mistake and he read the Haggadah when it was still Ben Hashmashot. And then he realized afterwards, okay, it doesn't mean you have to read now the entire Haggadah all over with Echad Miodea and with Echad Gadia and with everything. Kama k'tayim, you say a few paragraphs from Magid, and then you fix the problem.
Okay. Well, question. So how come, why are we allowed to make, why are we allowed to make Kiddush for Shabbat early?
That's different, because Kiddush is not because of the mitzvah of Haggadah. Kiddush is right.
But it's for declaring Shabbat.
So Shabbat we can bring in early. The Kiddushah of Shabbat, we have Tosefet Kiddushah of Shabbat, so we're allowed to bring in Shabbat early. We can say Kiddush even an hour before, because Shabbat, have the power to bring in. Saying the Haggadah has nothing to do with bringing in Pesach. You might bring in the Yom Tov of Pesach, that's why I said Kiddush, even if you said before Tzedek Kochavim, your Yotze V'diavad. He says that before also. Why? Because Kiddush is not yet part of the Haggadah. Kiddush is the proclamation of the holiness of the day. To proclaim the holiness of the day, you're allowed to be Mikabel Yom Tov early, just like we're allowed to be Mikabel Shabbat early. And therefore, you could say Kiddush. But Haggadah is already a mitzvah of the Yom Tov. So in other words, it's like you're going to take the lulav and etrog and shake it, you know, the day before Sukkot. You're not Yotze. You can't say, well, I'm mekabel the chag. Is it mekabel the chag? The Torah told you that you have to do this mitzvah specifically at night. So it's different than the kiddush. Right. Aval mitzvah yesh zman gamken. Ve'azman shel mitzvah shel Haggadah ze mitzvah kochavim v'ala. Lo lifnechem. Very important to remember. It's not so relevant because by the time we come back from shul, by the time we gather together, it's already way past Tzeta Kochavim. But it could be very relevant. Could be in places where they make it early. Gimel. Af behagadat lel Pesach amrinan shomea kaonen. Now here comes a very big point, which Rav Ovadia is going to be ma'arich on. Even in regards to the mitzvah of Haggadat lel Pesach, there, we say the concept of Shomea Kaone. Shomea Kaone means that I have to do a mitzvah. I have to say something. Let's say I don't know how to say it. Or let's say I don't say it, but I hear it from someone else. And that someone else has in mind to be Motzi, me, Yedechova, just like Mikra Megillah, just like Kiddush that we do all the time, and just like Halel, just like many cases, Shomea Kaone. We learned that in Masechet Sukkah, if you remember, in the third perek, that we learn there is such a thing as listening. We learned it from a pasuk in the Tanakh, that by hearing something, it's as if I said it. The question is, does this apply to the mitzvah of Haggadah Shel Pesach? Because Haggadah Shel Pesach comes from the pasuk, V'higata Levincha Bayom Ahu Lemor, that you should say over the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim to your son. Maybe over here the Torah is makpid that you should actually verbalize it. With all the technicality of Shomea Kaone. Okay, but does that make it like I told over the story? Maybe Shomea Kaone works when I have to ritually say something. I have to say Kachema. I have to say Kiddush. So if I hear it from someone who has in mind to be Motzi, I'm Yotze. Ava Sipu Yetziat Mitzrayim maybe is not included in this rule. The Chiddush of most of the opinions in Halakha, the Chiddush HaHalakha over here is, Af Be'agadat Lel Pesach Amrinan Shomea Kaone. What's the nafkamina? Velachen, therefore, Keshemesubim Yachdav Be'lel Pesach Mishpachot Rabot. Let's say you have on the night of Pesach many families gathering together. Horim Benehem Uvnotehem. Parents, many parents and their sons and daughters. Rosh HaMishpacha Shehu Gedol HaBayit Kore HaHagada Umsaper B'tziat Mitzrayim Umechaven Lehotziam Yedei Chova. I mean, this happens almost in every house. You have the grandfather, who is the Rosh HaBayit, and you have the whole family. Maybe he has, like, let's say, five sons and daughters who are married. So they're also parents with their kids. So they're also Mechuyav in the Mitzvah Vehigata Levincha. Even a person who is single is also Chayav in the Mitzvah Vehigata Levincha. What's the problem? You don't have a ben? You're your own ben. You have to say the mitzvah, the Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim to your own self, as the Mishnah in Masechet Pesachim says openly. So the mitzvah of Haggadah is on each and every person to say the words of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. And yet, what is the halakha? The Rosh HaBayit, the head of the household, he says the Haggadah. He could, doesn't have to be this way. But he could say the Haggadah. Umechaven lehotziam yedei chova. And everybody is listening, and he has in mind to be motzi them yedei chova. Ubaze yotzim kulam yedei chovat v'igata levincha midin shomea kaone. Everyone is fulfilling their obligation of v'igata levincha through the method of shomea kaone. Ve'en tzarich shekol echad yomar befiv levanav et ha'agada. It is not a requirement halachically. It doesn't mean you're not allowed to or that you can't do that. Of course you could. But you are yotze yedei chova even if you just listen to the Rosh HaMishpacha saying the Haggadah and you, not one word came out of your mouth, you are yotze yedei chova. Umikol makom, en yotzim yedei chovat kriyat ha'agadah behirhur bilvad. However, if let's say everybody is sitting around the table with beautiful matzot, with big cups of wine, I mean, everything is beautifully set, and they all have nice big Haggadot. But each one is looking at the Haggadah and reading it like this, not moving his lips. Each one is reading it bihirhu, then you're not Yotze. Nobody did the mitzvah of Sipur Yetziat. That's not called Sipur. Ezem in Sipur Zeh. How am I supposed to read your mind? So that's not Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. Sipur has to be, Sipur means telling the story. Telling the story. To begin with, the whole idea that Shomea Kaone works is a chidush already, lehalacha. But it works because there is someone who is verbalizing the words, and by everyone hearing it, they are, through him, considered as if they are saying the words as well. But through hilhu, just by reading it, like let's say you're reading a book or anything like that, that's not, you're not Yotze Yedei Chova.
Okay. If we pass it to each person to say,
yeah. Oh, so I was gonna say that definitely that's very good. That if everybody that they do that in many homes, that each one has a share to read. You go around and each one reads a paragraph. So there's two things important over here. If you don't want to read along with the one who is reading, make sure that the one who is reading for everyone, and therefore is motzi yedei chova. If you suspect. That's a she'ela that we're going to get to separately. We're going to get to that separately. It's a very, very good question. Rav Ovadia has a whole separate tshuva on that in She'elot u'Tshuvot Chazon Ovadia. If you're not going to, let's say you suspect that the person who's reading that particular paragraph is not so knowledgeable and he doesn't know that you have to have in mind to be motzi yedei chova everyone, then make sure that you say those words, you know, quietly on your own. That's all. So, yes, it is a minhag to give everyone a share. they should know that they have a achayut to be motziya dechovah, all those who are not saying the words. And if you, and each one to himself, if he's choshesh, that maybe he doesn't have me in mind, okay, so you make sure, say the words. But what Rav Ovadia was talking about here is the old-fashioned way. That the Baal HaBayit, he's the only one, he's the head of the show, and he is saying the Haggadah for everyone. That is 100% halachically good. Very good. כן. קודם כל, זה בסדר. אנחנו נגיע לכל ההלכות של מגיד. ההלכה הבאה, אמפייג'ון בית, זה נשים. לכן לא דיברתי על נשים. לא, אבל זה חשוב גם. בכל לשון, we're going to talk about that as well. The minhag of Klal Yisrael is to say it in their... some say in Ladino, some say in Arabic, some say in Yiddish, some say in every house in their language, you know, in Bukhari, in other languages. That is definitely part of the mitzvah because you want people to understand the Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim.
What happened one of them is not really a shomer? Not a shomer. Coca-Cola light.
Shomer, oh, shomer mitzvot you mean?
Right.
So what about it?
Can have in mind everybody.
Yeah, because he's mechuyav. He's motzi everyone because he's mechuyav v'mitzvah.
He came with the
car. Well, listen, you're trying to make it complicated. Yeah. With this question.
I'm talking from Nisayon.
Right. So the mitzvah of Haggadah, of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim, and Shomea Kaoneh has nothing to do with if a person sinned throughout the day. Let's say, you know, he did something wrong earlier in the day. Does that mean now that he cannot be Shomea Kaoneh to someone else? Yes, he can. As long as he's Mechuyav. Is he still Mechuyav in the mitzvot? He's Mechuyav. Kol HaMechuyav Badavar is Motzi another person. If a person is shomer mitzvot or not, that has ramifications in other aspects of halacha. Kashrut, Shabbat, if you can eat from his food. Yeah, yain, very good. Aval inyan shomer kaone motzi edechova, yes, he can. He's a Jew. He's a Jew, he can.
בזה
הוא מוציא ידי חובה כולה.
ילד מתחת לגיל 13 מחויב.
לא.
אם הוא קורא, אני יוצא ידי חובה.
אז אתה צריך לקרוא איתו. נקודה חשובה מאוד. A very important point that Ronan is bringing up, because it's impossible to learn one halakha without learning all the halakhot together, רבותיי. It's very important. No, אבל אתה אמרת פה נקודה מאוד חשובה. Because we said that if you're giving out parts to everyone to read, so they have to have in mind Shomea Kaoneh. If you are Choshesh, like I told you before, that maybe he doesn't have in mind, read it on your own. Ronan is adding a very important point. Let's say the one who is reading a paragraph is a underage, under bar mitzvah. He's not mechuyav mideoraita in the mitzvah Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. You should read along with him. Please give him a piece to read. There's no doubt that everybody should have a share in the Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. Aval, that's why it's good. You read along with him. He is not motzi edechova. And by the way, if that particular part he said and you forgot to read along, oy va'avoy, no, you're still yotze. You read everything else. It's not. And not in when it comes to Magid, like we saw before, in order to be Yotze, you have to say main ideas. It doesn't have to be you read every single word. It's good to read every word.
That's what we pointed out in the previous halakha that we read, that if a person read it in Ashmashot, he doesn't have to go repeat the whole entire.
Only a few time, like I just said. Yeah. So very good.
See that it's not the whole thing is not Midoraita. I mean, I think the certain Berachot that we have.
Very good. And Rav Ovadia here on page Memchet, obviously we won't have time right now to do the whole thing or to really get into it. He brings from the Sefer Knesset HaGdola in the name of the Re'em, that says that Sipu Yetziat Mitzrayim, you are Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, yes, Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, that you are Yotze Yedei Chova of Shomei HaKaone, and he brings the opinion of the Sefer Shevach Pesach. There is a Pirush on the Agadah Shel Pesach by Rabbi Ishmael HaKohen. He's known for his Shelot HaTshuvot Zera Emet. He lived around 200 years ago, and he wrote on the Pesach called Shevach Pesach. And there he writes, you're not Yotze Shomea Kaone by Agadah Shel Pesach. And so Rav Ovadia asks on him from a Gemara in Masechet Pesachim. I'm just going to say over the Gemara. The Gemara in Masechet Pesachim, in the middle of the column, you see it, Daf Kuftet Zayin. Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says, Suma Patur Milomar Agadah. A blind man is patur from saying the Haggadah, the Gemara says. And the Gemara learns it, Ketiv hacha ba'avur ze, uchtiv hatam benenu ze, ma lehalan prat lesuma, afkan prat lesuma. All right? We make a gezerah shava, just like by Ben Sorel, benenu ze. You can only say ze when you see it. So ba'avur ze, it's a blind man cannot be yotzei dechova, so says the Gemara in the beginning. Any, the Gemara asks a question, ve'ha'amar marimar, marimar said, she'altinu lerabbanan deber av Yosef. I asked the Chachamim of the household of Rav Yosef, Man Amar Agadeta Be Rav Yosef, who was the one who said the Haggadah for everyone in the house of Rav Yosef? Amru, Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was the one who said it. Man Amar Agadeta Be Rav Sheshet, Amru, Rav Sheshet. It was Rav Sheshet who said it. And we all know these two Amoraim HaKadoshim, Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshet, they were Me'ore Enayim, they were blind. So the Gemara says, so what are you saying over here that is Suma? What is the Kushya of the Gemara? What does the Gemara mean to ask? No, but Ma Gemara Maksha. What is the Gemara asking over here? Oh, Chazak Bo, the Gemara is asking, you're telling me Suma is patur from the mitzvah. So how is it that he's able to say the Haggadah for everyone in his household when he is patur min adavar? Are kol patur min adavar? Eno yechol leotzi someone else who is chayav? So what do you see clearly from this Gemara, Rabotai? By the way, the Gemara goes on to answer that therefore we see from here that the Suma is also Chayav, and that Limud of Benenu Zer is not a valid Limud. The Gemara pushes it off, and Ilav Bavu Zemayrich, Tu Bavu Matzal Ma'u Da'ata, which means the Suma is also Chayav, the Gemara says, and that's why they were Motzi. Aval Derech Agav, what do we see over here? That it's possible to be motzi acherim yedei chovatam by Haggadah Shel Pesach through the way of Shomea Kaone. Because if you're not able to be motzi Shomea Kaone, then what's the question of the Gemara Bichlal? What's the question? Everybody said it to themselves anyway. If you cannot be yotze through Shomea Kaone, so everyone said it to themselves, so then what's the question that the Gemara is asking? Ah, he's patur. What do you mean? So why did he do it? What do you mean, why did he do it? The only question could be is, how were they able to be motzi yedei chova? Everybody read it to themselves. El Avadai, the Gemara took for granted that no, the only one that was reading was Rav Yosef or Rav Sheshet. Everyone else was just listening. And yet they were listening. They were Yotze Yedechovah through the way of Shomea Kaoneh.